WGXC 90.7 FM online.
Attention men and women 50 and older. Are you uninsured? The Columbia Green Cancer Services Program offers free cancer screening tests. You could be eligible for free clinical breast exams, mammograms, pap smears, and colon tests. There are many local doctors to choose from. To find out more, please call the Cancer Services Program at 518-822-8741. Early detection is the best prevention. The Columbia Green Cancer Services Program is a program of the Healthcare Consortium and is funded by the New York State Department of Health Cancer Services Program.
Define violence.
What?
Violence. Define it. You're making a movie about it. Shouldn't you know what it is?
Test one, two. We're on air. Welcome to WGXC. Sorry about that. We had a little slight delay there. We are interrupting the Landowner and Farmers Program to bring you this monthly edition's The Score, which is a radio show hosted by myself. My name is Lisa Thomas and Margot Pelletier of Thin Edge Films. So good morning and welcome to The Score. We want to discuss today the score of the soundtrack of the film The End of Violence, which is a Wim Wenders film, and this is our New Year's show. Margot, you want to tell us a little bit about the film and what we're going to hear?
Well, first I want to say Happy New Year to all our listeners.
Hold on, you're not on.
First, I want to say Happy New Year to all our listeners. And yes, this is our New Year's show, and we're dedicating this show to the memory of John Lennon. This is the year of the 30th anniversary of Lennon's death. And in his spirit, and in the spirit of his song Imagine, which asks us to imagine that there's nothing to kill or die for, and also to imagine that all the people are living a life in peace. Today we're going to focus on the score and the soundtrack from the film The End of Violence, as Lisa said, by the German director Wim Wenders. The film was released in 1997, but sadly, it is all too relevant today.
So we're going to be discussing the composer and some of the artists whose work was featured in that film. The composer of The End of Violence was Ry Cooder, who a lot of you may know. He's a very well-known musician, but also he's a film composer, and he created the score for The End of Violence. We're going to be playing his work and some various artists. There were basically two soundtracks for the movie, one that was just compositions that Ry Cooder created, and then another soundtrack that we actually came across a few weeks back, which I think you're going to enjoy hearing some of those selections of.
Now, while the film itself does offer a time-tested solution to ending violence, that of very literally putting oneself in the, in quotes, other's shoes, trading places, so to speak, in an attempt to internalize the other's, in quote again, perspective, it much more heavily weighs in on exposing the myriad of violence in today's world, using the city of Los Angeles as a microcosm for the world at large.
So, unfortunately, I think a lot of people heard about the incident yesterday in Arizona, in Tucson, Arizona, with in the parking lot with Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and a lot of her constituents and people who are out listening to her at her town hall speech. So we want to dedicate also the show today to all the families of the victims in the shooting yesterday and obviously to the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. So what we're going to play right now is the title theme for The End of Violence. It's called Define Violence by Ry Cooder. Welcome to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7. You're here on The Score. We're listening today to the Wim Wenders score for The End of Violence, a film that was done in 1997. And we're going to hear a little tiny soundbite from one of the actors in the movie right now.
Define violence.
What?
Violence. Define it. You're making a movie about it. Shouldn't you know what it is?
The title, The End of Violence, works in much the same way as the fake front page New York Times headline and article printed and distributed by the Yes Men that you all may remember, which stated very boldly, Iraq war ends. While we may not have achieved this declaration, simply putting it out there, putting the notion out there that there could be a time with the end of violence, it puts that notion in our brains and we begin to, as Lenin says, imagine living a life in peace.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, for some of you who may not know this movie, The End of Violence, it's probably one of Wim Wenders' lesser known films. He's obviously most known for films like Far Away, So Close and Paris, Texas, Wings of Desire, and even the Buena Vista Social Club. But Wenders is a really serious person, very outspoken about the use of violence within Hollywood and in films in general. And, this was kind of the whole impetus for the film, The End of Violence, which was kind of resulted in a 2.5-year discussion of screen violence. Wenders has said, and I quote, "An entire Western culture has shifted from a written to a visual one. The very idea of violence for audiences over the world is partly originated by an imagery produced in Los Angeles, in movies and in music. As far as politics are concerned, I tend to believe any story in which crime control, be it police force, CIA, FBI, etc., has perverted into crime itself. Violence is an unhealthy climate in real life as well as in movies." And I couldn't say that any better. And, it's so important what Wim Wenders' message is. And we're going to play another little tiny clip from within the movie. And then we're going to play a track by Tom Waits called Little Drop of Poison, which was also in the soundtrack of the film. So enjoy.
It's only now that I've come to understand that there are no enemies or strangers. Just a strange world. I like my town with a little drop of poison. Nobody knows they're lining up to go insane. I'm all alone. I smoke my friends down to the filter. Feel much cleaner after it rains. She left in the fall, that's a picture on the wall. She always had that little drop of poison. She left in the fall, that's a picture on the wall. She always had that little drop of poison. Did the devil make the world while God was sleeping? Someone said, you'll never get a wish from a bone. Another wrong goodbye and 100 sailors. That deep blue sky is my home. She left in the fall, that's a picture on the wall. She always had that little drop of poison.
weasels. Here you lose a little every day. I remember when a million was a million. They all have ways to make you pay. They all have ways to make you pay.
The score for the film, unlike the soundtrack, which you can see there are going to be many different musicians that make up the soundtrack for the movie, the score itself is a haunting, ominous, often subtle mix of electronics, samples, and instruments. And as we said, it's composed by Rai Cooter. There are many musicians playing on the composition, one of whom is Cooter's son, Joe Kim, who's on the drums and the percussion. The score was mixed by Howie B. Cooter is best known as a genius on the slide guitar. And while his early influences were the blues, he did become a pioneer in resurrecting the traditions of world music. He combined country and folk with calypso, Hawaiian, gospel, salsa, jazz, ragtime, and vaudeville. And 12 years before making the score to End of Violence, Cooter had worked with Wenders before scoring the film for Paris, Texas, which you may be more familiar with. And the coupling of the two artists was a great success. And Wenders had this to say about Rai's approach, and this is a quote. Rai's approach to producing music for a movie is unique. He doesn't sit down and write it. He watches. He watches over and over. And then he plays in front of the screen over and over, until he uncovers the music that the faces and the landscapes and the things on the screen are making deep down in themselves. He brings that silent score up to the surface so we can all hear it, thereby rendering these faces, landscapes, objects more visible. His guitar not only produces all those tender, caring, scarring sounds, it also works as a camera, as a new
early employer. So again, just mentioning that, you know, some of the things that he plays are what you hear is obviously the music, but the music that you don't hear, that quote from the Washington Post was so important. So we're going to play another selection of Rai Cooter's music called Pourquoi from the film The End of Violence.
Thank you.
While the central theme of The End of Violence is, in fact, violence in all its many forms, to simplify the several narratives within the film is actually a film within a film. It's about a big-time, very callous Hollywood producer named Mike Max, played by Bill Pullman, and he's sort of lost his soul through an addiction to violence, to power, and to technology. Mike Max finds his redemption after he is nearly murdered and nursed back to health, both physical and spiritual, by a group of Chicano gardeners.
So we're going to play a track by Los Lobos, which was on the soundtrack album called Me Estás Matando. The title in English means You're Killing Me. And it could be said that the aid and friendship of the Chicano Gardeners is, in fact, killing the old Mike that started out in the film as this callous producer and bringing about sort of the new, more humane Mike. So we're going to hear this wonderful track by Los Lobos. Enjoy.
Estás matando poco a poco el alma. Las copas ya no me hacen casi nada. Si quieres irte, vete. Yo no soy un juguete. Y Dios que te bendiga entre tu vida. Has dicho que tú quieres otra vida y ya no quieres ser mi consentida. Ay, qué dolor profundo, qué triste es este mundo. Me siento ya muy lejos de tu brazo. Ya te ibas, corazón, de todos modos. Tus intenciones eran ya con otros. No dejes que este mundo te detenga y que buena suerte venga en todo tu querer. Han dicho que aprovechate, mi hermosa, no dejes de vivir. Matando poco a poco el alma. Las copas ya no me hacen casi nada. Si quieres irte, vete. Yo no soy un juguete. Y Dios que te bendiga entre tu vida.
te ibas, corazón, de todos modos. Tus intenciones eran ya con otro. No dejes que este mundo te detenga y que buena suerte venga en todo tu querer. Han dicho que esta vida es muy corta, aprovechate, mi hermosa, no dejes de vivir.
Running parallel to Mike's transformation is the life and the work of a former NASA scientist named Ray, played by Gabrielle Byrne. And Ray has been recruited to work on a secret government surveillance project, which allows the government to watch, in sort of Big Brother fashion, the streets of America as a means of crime prevention. However, the experimental program is abused, and it actually turns into a killing machine. And as the film points out the many forms of violence that are indeed eroding our souls, one of the most powerful moments for me in the film is a scene in which the actress Nicole Parker, who plays Addie, recites a poem slash rap piece at a sessions reading. And the piece addresses one of the most lethal forms of domestic violence, that being incest.
I don't want to die. So dark and empty with spikes in the air, and the room so small it sweats. But I know it's no different on the street, except if you get shot, be one of them lucky victims you can see. Drive by, drive by. Everybody loved to say it. But when you're in that room, you can lie there, play dead, stand up on your head, make no difference. Daddy don't go by. He comes inside. He comes right in. After a hard day at Whittier, he comes all the way inside that room, that bed, my pajamas. He comes all the way inside my room, and he don't stop there. He goes inside my crack, and he don't stop there. He keeps going, tearing everything apart, while he makes them sweet loving sounds, and he don't stop there. He calls me names so hard and bad, it hurts my heart more than it hurts my little crack, and he don't stop there. See, he's looking for my soul. Everything they took from him, he wanted back. He's starving for it. Starving so bad, he'd kill me for it. But I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. So I flip the script and trick the dick and make him think he got it all. I make him think he got it all. Make him think he got it all. And I slip away inside my head and visit the princess. Oh, Beverly Hills. Hair blonde, eyes green. Painting her fingernails like jelly beans. Vanilla skin shimmering. She don't even notice when I slip inside her soul like a ghost in Crystal Palace. I'll be all up in there, eating sugar cakes and bonbons and she don't even notice me while I'm inside her soul. See, she ain't never needed to know she needed a soul. Don't even know she got one. And I watch her, I'm so close, while her fingernails dry. And the princess, she don't feel a thing. She can't smell the burning knife that's splitting me in half. One time I think she smiled at me, I think she saved my life. And now, it's over. And Daddy start to cry. We go walking and talking in MacArthur Park. And I forgive him sometimes. The Princess of Beverly Hills, I don't need her soul no more. I give her back to you.
You arrived as I was leaving. You
by the walk. I have heard about the walk. You think to yourself, like when you're in bed, something clobbered me in the head. Am I ready to leave? You said I have exhausted this fear. I have exhausted this view. I was flattered and ambivalent. I was captive and I was spent. I was wounded the other day. Stories I've heard, one with the injured bird, seems to me most true. It seems to me most true. You can it warm and safe in a box, a grass and old shirt bed, cardboard box. Then you let the cat over the fence. It doesn't get any better than this. It doesn't get any better than this.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Score. We're in the last 15 minutes here, Margo and I. So that track was a track by Michael Stipe and Vic Chestnut called Injured Bird from the film The End of Violence, the Wim Wenders film from 1997. Two other forms of violence that are brought up in the film are paranoia and a pervasive feeling that many are against you, and revenge, a desire to strike back. In the film, Mike Max, his wife, Paige, who's played by actress Andy McDowell, is taken over by her intense desire for revenge against her position of invisibility in the world and in relationship to her husband. And when Mike disappears in the movie, she sort of takes over his role as a producer of a film company in the empire that he built. And then she ends up taking on a new lover, with a man named Six, who was actually the man that was hired by her husband to compose the score of his film, ironically. There's a track called Seeds of Violence that Six composed, which is a sort of overly sensual track. It's attentive to Paige, and it's the actor that plays the part is K. Todd Friedman. But Paige's new life feels exciting, sort of now that she's broken away from her husband and started this relationship But she's haunted by the shadow of her husband, who earlier remarked in the film that the biggest export that we have here is paranoia. So, Margot, I think you wanted to say a little bit of something?
Well, although we're concentrating right now on the soundtrack to the film, The End of Violence, I did want to say a few other things for the listeners about Rye Cooter. His first encounter with a guitar was at the age of 4, when a friend of his parents brought in a 4-string, 3/4 size guitar into his bedroom. Rye was lying on his stomach in bed, and the guest put the guitar on his, I'm sorry, he was lying on his back, so the guest put the guitar on his stomach and began to strum it. This is with a 4-year-old, okay? And actually, that began his love affair with the guitar. Now, we talked a little bit about his approach to composing, which is really giving homage to subtlety. And the drummer, Jim Kelter, has actually said of Rye that he's always been a great admirer of people who know how to touch the instrument rather than strangle it or manhandle it. As a young child, he actually hung out in Los Angeles in folk and blues clubs while the traveling performers came into town. And then after they performed, he would seek them out in their hotel rooms for lessons, but even more than technical lessons, he was really after spiritual lessons from them. At the age of 17, he actually started a band with Taj Mahal. And at the age of 18, he started being a very sought-after studio musician. And he's actually the one who taught Keith Richards how to play the slide guitar.
So we're going to listen to another little clip, which was from a solo that Andy McDowell gave the Paige character, who was Mike Max's wife in the film, to her husband when he reappears after he's been missing for some time. And then we're going to go into a track by Roy Orbison from a song from the film called You May Feel Me Crying.
What do you think? Feelings, intentions, bad thoughts can have an effect on reality, like sort of unintentional prayers.
Definitely.
When we make love, you know, we're making love to everyone we've ever made love to. So when you take him down inside, just know I'm there with you. And you may feel you may feel me crying while you're reaching for more. I just hope someday I see you standing at my door. It's something I live for. They'll fill you up, I know, with shining dreams to touch your heart, because you thrill them so. But there's a place they'll never touch, just you and I can know. And you may feel
I just hope someday I see you standing at my door. It's something I live for. There are stronger men than me, and they'll take you on a mountain and give you all you see, and you'll do what they desire. You were born to see how long your hand can stand the fire. You may I just hope someday I see you standing at my door. It's something I live for.
Track you just listened to, You May Feel Me Crying, was a Roy Orbison song for The End of Violence. The song is previously unreleased, mixed by Brian Eno, so it's a real treat to be able to hear that.
Now, we're actually going to sign off now. However, stay tuned because we're going to be listening to one last selection from the soundtrack. And also, there's a great show coming up, so please stay tuned.
We're going to be hearing, actually, the track that it's called I'm Not Your Baby by U2 and Sinead O'Connor. It was the song that was in the end credits of the film, so we're going to end it with our show. But Margo wants to say a quick little goodbye and hope you listen to us next month on The Score.
So this is Margo Pelletier and Lisa Thomas.
That's me.
And we want to thank all of our listeners for listening to our New Year's show of The Score. And we want to wish all of our listeners and everyone a peaceful year and a year where we do dare to imagine the end of violence. Be good to yourself, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.